In this bulletin, federal opposition unable to say how much nuclear would contribute to the energy mix. Police investigating after a vehicle tries to ram an officer in Sydney's inner west. And in cricket, Australia's 2020 World Cup campaign in jeopardy after a shock loss to Afghanistan. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. The federal opposition says it will not say how much nuclear power would contribute to the nation's energy mix. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has pledged to build 7 nuclear reactors across 5 states on the sites of coal-fired power stations if the coalition wins government at the next election. The Smart Energy Council has said the cost could be up to $600 billion and, at best, deliver just 3.7% of Australia's energy mix in 2050. Opposition energy spokesman Ted O'Brien has told the ABC's insiders Australians won't have long to wait to find out the percentage nuclear would make up. But he refused to say what information would be released before elections.
We'll be clear about our planning process to say this is how much capacity we believe the Australian market will have of nuclear come 2050.
Okay.
But then when your question goes to, so the very specific gigawatts or megawatts, well, again, we're going to have an independent nuclear energy coordinating authority that will look at each plant.
Police are investigating after a car deliberately drove at an officer in an underground car park in Sydney's inner west overnight. 3 officers confronted 2 males at a unit block in St. Peter's following reports of a break and enter, with the men entering a vehicle and allegedly driving at a constable when they attempted to stop it. The officer drew their weapon and a single shot was fired at the vehicle, a white Volkswagen Golf, before it fled the scene. Acting Superintendent Ben Kennis says he has spoken to the officer, who was not injured.
Very confronting to be driven at, and not a pleasant time to discharge a firearm for any police officer. I've spoken to that police officer this morning and they are doing quite well. Hasn't slept much. However, hopefully with some sleep and some exercise, they will be feeling much better.
Emergency services were late called to an underground car park in Pyrmont following reports of a car fire, later identifying a damaged vehicle as the same vehicle from the earlier incident. Flood preparedness and emergency services across New South Wales will be boosted by nearly $100 million. The New South Wales government's investment is aimed at bolstering state emergency service responses, primarily along the Hawkesbury River in Sydney's northwest. The government will seek to improve disaster planning, fund fleet maintenance and equipment, support training and volunteer recruitment, and enhance public information under the 4-year arrangement. The $94.7 million package follows several bouts of heavy rain and flooding across the state this year that have forced residents from homes. The Nurses and Midwives Union says a new wage deal could help stabilise Victoria's struggling health system. Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation members will vote on a 28.5% wage increase over 4 years next week. The offer has come after intensive talks between the union, health department and the Allan government, as well as 48 days of industrial action, including hospital bed closures that began in May. Victorian branch secretary Lisa Fitzpatrick says the union believes the offer will help with workforce retention and recruitment, which she said were needed to rebuild the state's health system. And in cricket, Australia's men have missed out on a guaranteed spot in the 2020 World Cup semi-finals with a shock loss to Afghanistan. Mitchell Marsh's side lost by 21 runs despite Pat Cummins taking his second hat-trick in a row in Afghanistan's first ever victory over Australia. Afghanistan's openers made a 118-run stand on a tricky St. Vincent wicket, but Cummins' 3 wickets helped restrict them to 148 for 6 after some poor fielding. But Australia were all out for 127 in the final over and may need to rely on their net run rate even if they beat favourites India in their last Super 8 game next week. Marsh says his side remains positive.
Well, first and foremost, it becomes really clear now. We just need to win. And there's no better team to do it against one of the biggest challenges in world cricket. So, we'll remain positive. We had an off night tonight. Absolute full credit to Afghanistan. Thought they were brilliant. We move on pretty quickly.
And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.